Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Knows what their internal numbers are, but as far as we can pull together, the Psychos at Davos 2024 are gleefully celebrating their victorious genocide of 17 million people from their poisonous jabs with far more in their sights. The unelected so-called health experts at Davos 2024 are now prioritizing Disease X, the final solution to solidify New World Order domination. How did we get here? It began with utilizing COVID hysteria. Dr. Fauci blew up the age-old regulatory process for testing new vaccines in order to bring in a host of DNA-altering technology. COVID has since been proven to have been created in a lab. Disease X is lab-driven from the outset. Decades of researching human genes in mice and other animals and the discovery of ancient diseases have resulted in the World Economic Forum nonchalantly predicting that Disease X, with a 100% kill rate, could spread across the world in as little as 36 hours, killing upwards of 80 million people. Research has been ongoing at the UK's high-security, state-of-the-art facility in Porton Down, where a threat list grows of animal viruses capable of infecting humans. Meanwhile, the United States Congress is pushing the bioresearch bill, H.R. 3832, to further U.S. labs' research of Disease X. Disease X represents far more than a pandemic of untold mass death. Disease X allows the pharma billionaires behind it to become trillionaires.
Now, Disease X, I've been teaching this sort of thing pretty well full-time since 1990. And I've never heard of this Disease X, so I looked at some of my books. Because when I wrote my book, I couldn't remember putting it in. So it wasn't in there, but so it must be a new disease. It's a virus we don't know yet, but we do know it's out there. But the video I was doing yesterday was examining a particular virus that was experimentally used to infect mice, caused a disease of the brain, and at the end of the study, none of the mice at the end of the study were alive anymore. And that virus, my understanding from reading of the paper, was it evolved in cell cultures in a laboratory. So as a result of going through cell cultures in a laboratory, the function of the virus had been increased.
So is the next pandemic really preventable?
Funding from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation supported CEPI to invest $1.2 million in a startup to create under-the-tongue vaccine wafers for needle-free vaccines against Disease X, while simultaneously allowing the World Health Organization's pandemic treaty to reach into sovereign nations and bypass their governments, a policy-shifting Trojan horse that was rehearsed at the Clade X tabletop exercise by the Johns Hopkins Center in Washington, D.C. in 2018.
The World Health Organization estimates that 150 million people have died. That's approximately 2% of the global population. In the U.S., there have been an estimated 82 million severe cases and 15 million deaths. At least 5 million Clade X deaths happened because adequate medical care wasn't available. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 90%. The GDP down 50%. It was only by nationalizing the healthcare system that basic medical care is still available. The government now pays for, controls, and rations all medical care. The president remains in critical condition. And while the vice president is out of intensive care, he remains unable to assume his constitutional duties. One third of the U.S. Congress is dead or incapacitated. What if years go by without a vaccine? Then, experts tell us that we could eventually see 30 to 40 million deaths in the U.S. and more than 900 million around the world. 12% of the global population.
As the expose reported, Playdex is said to have illustrated high-level strategic decisions and policies needed to prevent a severe pandemic or diminish its consequences should prevention fail, and will educate senior leaders at the highest levels of U.S. government, as well as members of the global policy and preparedness community and the general public. Disease X is coming, but it isn't some chaotic pandemic we must manage. It is a genocidal kill weapon agreed upon by the worst members of humanity. John Bound reporting.
January 2024 is here, and that means up to 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com, free shipping, and double Patriot points. This is one of the biggest deals of the year, and it supports the InfoWar. And we're selling out a lot of these products, and it'll be months and months till more are back in stock. Whether it's books, films, t-shirts, you name it, you need to go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and take advantage of this 2024 New Year's sale, double Patriot points, free shipping, and so much more. Get a copy of my book, Signed or Unsigned, The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalists and Launch the Next Great Renaissance. And again, thank you so much for your amazing support in 2023. But 2024, as everybody knows, is the big year. So please support us and get great products at InfoWarsStore.com. And tell everybody you know, and those you don't know, tune into the live show at InfoWars.com/show. God bless, and we're going into 2024 together.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
Rebel News reporter Avi Yemini is on the line from Davos, but he's trying to fix his audio. We'll get to him in a moment. Please remember, ladies and gentlemen, as we start hour three here, that it's not like we're up here asking for your support, promising you to deliver victory. Because of God working through us and all of you, all we do is deliver victory, ladies and gentlemen. So please spread the word about our broadcast. Please share our videos. You've got all the power. Use it. And go to InfoWarsStore.com and get amazing supplements and water filtration and air filtration. And get the products that will enrich your life. I know if you get these products, you'll order them over and over and over again. Most people have iodine deficiency. X2 is almost sold out, still discounted. This is the purest iodine there is. We have this new special running right now. This is a supercharged special. DNA Force Plus and Real Red Pill Plus. 50% off as a combo pack. They're all at InfoWarsStore.com. Get a copy of my book, The Great Awakening. It's an amazing book, and it funds the broadcast. It's a fundraiser. InfoWarsStore.com. Please get the signed if you can, or the unsigned. It's all there. The expensive one signed is the fundraiser. We're up against the deep state. So here we are in the fight, having massive effect. Will you support Rebel Media, Rebel News? Will you support InfoWars? Because we are having victory. And the globalists are coming to shut off your power, your resources, to create racial division, total war. But we're fighting against it, and we're so close to defeating this group. And just like we beat Hitler or the Soviet Union, it doesn't mean I'm offering some utopia once we've beaten this group of evil. But this is the big evil, our generation's evil, coming down on us now. So please, go to InfoWarsStore.com right now. Get a copy of The Great Awakening. Get Winter Sun, the highest quality D3, organic out of the dung, to boost your immune system. The number one cause of viral spread and infection is lack of D3. This is a win-win. These are things you need. And they support the broadcast. Get Real Red Pill. Get DNA Force Plus. Get ACH Max Boost. See how amazing they are. And I know you'll be a regular customer. Because, listen, we reach tens of millions of people a day. It's less than 0.5% that ever buy anything. And if just 1% would buy the products, we could expand and do incredible things. I had Ezra Levant, the head of Rebel Media, on yesterday. He said, why aren't you here? Don't have the funds. Don't have the funds to be at the border. But that's what it's all about. Please support us. Please take action now at InfoWarsStore.com. All right. Avi Yemini is a former soldier, reporter. He's a hard guy to get on. He's so busy. He does such a great job exposing tyranny, not just here, but around the world. Avi Shalom Yamini is an Australian right-wing political activist, commentator, internet personality from the Australian Jewish community. On the 4th of March 2018, Yamini was announced as the member of the Australian Liberty Alliance to run as Victorian candidate for the upper house. He's written for the Times of Israel, appeared on numerous Australian television shows, including the Project Sunrise and Today. 2019, Yamini founded the Line of Israel Defense Force, IDF training gyms in Melbourne, Victoria. He's also the founder of JSAFE, a Jewish community group established in 2016 in response to the growing number of home invasions of cattle-fed and surrounding areas. Yamini works independently and creates video content online, WEFreports.com. And I'm so proud to stand with a God-loving, conservative, anti-globalist Jew, and I'm so proud to stand with him against all the anti-Semites that attack us for not wanting to kill all the Jews. And he did a great job also exposing the head of the ADL that literally is there to create anti-Semitism to get more money. Just amazing work. But you have been knocking out of the park with Ezra Levant, another great human, another great Jew who we're proud to work with. And just incredible work there at Davo. So many confrontations. Avi, thanks for coming on with us.
Thanks for having me, mate.
Well, I'm going to try to give you the floor in the next 15, 20 minutes to break because we've got a bunch of clips of your confrontations, but you're right outside Davos. You've been there. It's like shooting fish in a barrel. All the craziness happening. Where do you want to start?
There's a lot happening. It's been three and a half days already. So it started on what day are we already?
Four?
I've lost track. We're on Thursday, aren't we? Thursday. So we had a full day, Thursday, Wednesday, Tuesday and Monday night, just tracking down these people that have never faced any real questions from John Kerry. Let's start with John Kerry. That's making the rounds. I can see you bring it up on the screen. Do you want to play it?
We will in a moment. And we get to all. We played Kerry yesterday. I just want to talk to you about your experience fighting the globalist, what you're witnessing, and then you also bring it up to the ADL head because, you know, Jews are like anybody. There's conservatives, liberals, you know, people that don't care. But the whole big picture with all the university heads and the CIA and the media, all anti-Jew now, what do you think the larger plan is with that?
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. And I'll tell you a little secret to just keep it between you and me, Alex, is that you saw the first interaction I had with the ADL. We've since had another two, so we've got a very long, and I'll add to that, but as long as you promise to keep it between me and you, is that he even got physical. He grabbed our cameraman. He wasn't too happy when I confronted him about exactly what you're saying, and that was my point, is that he's made anti-Semitism into a business. Are we saying that anti-Semitism doesn't exist? Absolutely exists. In fact, you can see it now more than ever. But I actually lay a lot of that blame at the ADL. I don't think they're not the ones putting the words in people's mouths, but what they've done is to the Jewish community a massive disservice over years. They've alienated all our friends. You know, a great example is something like when they defamed and, you know, they created these lists of people that they claimed were Islamophobes for warning about ideologies and beliefs and communities and exactly what we're seeing unfold since October 7th. So they put all these people who were our friends who were defending us, and some of those, even after being maligned and defamed and character assassinated and made it impossible to get employed after being labelled by the ADL. Even after all that, they're still standing strong because they actually have a moral compass and they actually stand for what is right. Even when it's difficult, they but what it proved is they were right the whole time, and the ADL who pretended to fight anti-Semitism, and they do fight anti-Semitism, but it's not, they're not fighting it to fight anti-Semitism. They're fighting it because it's a business for them. And the sad fact is that now after October 7, there is that massive spike in anti-Semitism, and nobody really wants to hear that In fact, I've always hated, you know, they made me hate the word. So I can only imagine somebody that's not personal, somebody that doesn't feel it, somebody that's...
And we're going to show that green-black clip in a moment. Our computer crashed, but it's coming back up. But the reason I raise that is I sit there and watch every university head attacking Israel, all the CIA deputy director, and I'm not saying Israel's perfect. All these governments have had big problems.
Absolutely not. Alex, I love Israel. I criticize the government, especially in COVID. They were outrageous. I love Australia. I criticize the government just as much. You can legitimately criticize policies of a government.
But no, I agree. So let me ask you the big, because you're a smart guy and I respect you. It's super in vogue, viral everywhere, to say Jews run everything and they're the devil, and the very same liberal media is running that. What do you think the big picture is? Why are they doing that? Because it's outrageous.
Look, I think there's different forces at play here. You've got everyone for their own reasons. I think if you've got your far left, then you've got your, you know, the extreme fringe right, and then you've got, which has kind of grown sadly over the last few months. And then you've got obviously your Islamists. What you've got to remember is Jews make up what, 12, 14, I don't even know the numbers. It's tiny in the comparison. 12 million in the world, 14 million, somewhere along there in the world. There's probably 70 religions in India that have more people than the Jewish than Jews. So I think what's happened since October 7, you've seen this kind of.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans and nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Sometimes there are people within my community, sadly, that have monetized anti-Semitism, and it's scary because you know, they wake up every morning and if there isn't an anti-Semitic incident, they find something that's like, you know, I feel like they go around, back in Australia at least, I feel like they were going around spraying swastikas at one point because there was just nothing and they weren't.
Sure, but it's worse than that. Aren't they mainly leftists, though, getting money to do it? So they're just.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so they're leftists demonizing their opposition as Nazis, and then meanwhile allying with Hezbollah and Hamas and saying these giant violent protests attacking the White House are good. I mean, and I tell conservatives this, I say, that are getting roped into this anti-Israel thing, I go, wait a minute, you're now allied with Islamicists? I mean, that is...
It's bizarre. It is the craziest thing watching so-called conservatives and libertarians and people who fight for freedom over COVID fighting for freedom and aligning themselves suddenly... with Hamas and Hezbollah.
Let me ask you this. Why do you think the Islamists, we know they're good at conning people to be with them, why are they embracing the left? Why is the left embracing them? Because doesn't the left get Islam as using them?
It is wild. And it's not only the left. You look on the right as well. You look at, I know you're friends with them, you look at Andrew Tate, and you look at that whole new group that have... kind of, I don't think they know the first thing about what they've joined, but they've joined it, and now they're suddenly experts in the Middle East, and they don't understand that really it's a war on our entire free and democratic way of life. That's the thing. If Israel falls, what people need to understand, if Israel falls, America's next. Israel is the front line of that war. Of ideas.
But let's go further. Israel has hundreds of nuclear weapons conservatively. Israel's not going to fall. So all these people saying to the mountain, to the sea, it's a pipe dream. It's a delusion. And it becomes this, I cover any other issue, Russia, China. Why are you attacking the Jews? It's a mental illness to just only focus on Israel. I'll be quite frank with you.
No, I agree with you. And today I bumped into the head of Human Rights Watch. And I put the question to him, why is there a disproportionate, because it's from both sides, it's from everywhere. There is this obsession with Israel. When you look at the numbers, it should be insignificant. When you look at Yemen and some of the other wars in Syria and like the conflict in Israel, between Israel and Hamas should be insignificant, but somehow everybody, even people who don't have political opinions about anything else, suddenly are experts.
You just said Israel's this tiny country. This is in defense of Israel, which I'd be proud to do. I think Israel will be destroyed. I have problems with Israel, but I have problems with my own government, as Avi said about his own, you know, Australia. All we're hearing from Harvard and the corporate press is Israel's bad. The establishment is attacking Israel, folks. That, to me, is a no-brainer. There's a setup here. A, do you agree with me? B, what is the setup?
I absolutely agree with you. And what's the setup? Again, I think it's just different opportunists that have joined together for a common purpose, and the purpose is to destroy Israel for their own specific interests. And it's not going to work. And they want that conflict. You know, some people just want World War III. That's the thing. And that's where it could lead. You know,
well, by the way, Israel gets attacked for the Samson option. But it's following the U.S. thing of mutual assured destruction. If you nuke us or destroy us, we destroy you. So, again, it's everybody that hates Israel for the Samson option, they learned it from the United States with mutual assured destruction. So let's explain to all the anti-Israel people, you don't get to do that. That's nuclear war.
Yeah, agreed. And, look, I think if people are genuinely sympathetic to the Palestinian people, I'm with you. And what you've got to understand is I think the majority of Israelis, the vast majority of Israelis and Jews around the world, left and right, prior to October 7th, were very, very sympathetic to the Palestinian people. The problem is when you are governed...
The leaders.
You know, you chose a government that was in the...
Well, I love how Hamas's leaders don't live in the country. Don't live in the...
They're in Qatar, and we're seeing a bunch of the Qataris here in the WEF. And that was another thing that stood out to me in the WEF, and it goes to your point, Alex, is that in the last three, I've attended the last three forums here in Davos for Rebel News, for the WEF reports.com. And what you see, what we've seen over the last three forums is that Ukraine, you know, everything's been about Ukraine, supporting Ukraine. There's Ukraine House and all these talking. In fact, Russia was banned. Russia's not here. Russia used to come to the West prior to the war. And it's kind of this thing like you 100% have to support Ukraine. This year, after the attack on Israel, on Israeli civilians and Israel's retaliation, suddenly most of the talks in the WEF, they had the Israeli president today trying to defend himself, but most of the talks that you've seen around the conflict have been anti-Israel, have been pro-Palestinian, have been, and what I don't understand is, so when the conflict broke out in Ukraine, the WEF, which is, it goes to what you were saying before, the establishment just supported the Ukrainian cause.
Nobody can get around the establishment support of Ukraine. I'm not a Russophile. I'm not with Russia. But when 100% is pro-Russia, now it's 100% anti-Israel. Come on. I mean, like, something's going on here. That's all I'm telling people. Like, all the universities, the corporate media, it's all against Israel. It's all against Russia. What does that tell you? There's a larger plan here.
And I knew it was going to happen on October 7th. So as I watched in horror, like most of the world, I knew we had a really short window. And I spoke to Ezra, Ezra's the head of Rebel News. And I remember on the day speaking to him and saying, oh, I think we have a window of 2 to 3 days where nobody in the world can look at the images we're seeing and not be sympathetic to the civilians that have been butchered, raped, you know, the horrific scenes that we saw. Nobody. So I knew we had a short window, and I said, but after that window closes with Israel, it's going to be a really short window. After that window closes, the establishment's going to go into overdrive, and the narrative is going to shift to Israel being the aggressor here in this situation. And as soon as they start defending themselves, because everybody loves, you know, everybody's okay with. Everybody's sympathetic to dying Jews, but they don't support the Jews fighting back. You saw that in World War II, same thing. You know, everybody's sympathetic after the fact. And the establishment, they are only, so Jews, the Jewish state can only be losing and we're sad for them, or they're the oppressors, and we need to wipe these colonizers off the map.
Well, it's just like Obama back to Arab. It's just like Obama back to Arab Spring to overthrow pro-Western governments. There's a larger plan with Davos and the globalists working with Islam, because it is the biggest group in the world to take over. I want to come back with the ADL confrontation. Can't wait to see the new ones. I want to shift gears out of that, Avi, into what you're seeing at Davos, where you think Trump's going, the awakening, all these other issues. But absolutely, the establishment is pro-Palestine, pro-Muslim, and then they're bringing them all over here. You got Hezbollah and Hamas, and they got the borders wide open. There's a bigger plan here, and anybody not telling you that is an idiot. All right, you can find it all on Rebel News, ladies and gentlemen. You can find it all on their Twitter account. They also have the WEFReports.com. Stay with us. We'll be right back. We'll be right back. January 2024 is here, and that means up to 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com, free shipping, and double Patriot points. This is one of the biggest deals of the year, and it supports the InfoWar. And we're selling out a lot of these products, and it'll be months and months till more are back in stock. Whether it's books, films, t-shirts, you name it, you need to go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and take advantage of this 2024 New Year's sale, double Patriot points, free shipping, and so much more. Get a copy of my book, signed or unsigned, The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalists and Launch the Next Great Renaissance. And again, thank you so much for your amazing support in 2023. But 2024, as everybody knows, is the big year. So please support us and get great products at InfoWarsStore.com. And tell everybody you know and those you don't know, tune into the live show at InfoWars.com/show. God bless, and we're going into 2024 together.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type, and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in, and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All right, I want to move out of the whole Israel discussion and get back to WF. But look, anybody that's really looking at reality will understand the establishment is being anti-Israel right now. And it doesn't mean Israel's perfect. None of these governments are. But what's going on here? the left sees giant third world populations and 2 billion Muslims, and they have the clergy plan for Europe, all the rest of them, they say, we're allied with that. So there's big, powerful interests that want to use the third world against the first world. And as Avi said earlier, if Israel goes down, the U.S. is the next target. And I see all these right-wingers allied with Orthodox expansionary Islam right now. And it's disgusting and it's insane. And they don't want to have a discussion about that. They see themselves promoted in corporate media. They see themselves doing all this. And they think, oh, my God, the world's going to be fixed. You know, we're going to finally get rid of the Jews. And it's just bizarre. Then there's this larger evil force behind it manipulating it. Avi, do you agree with that? You want to comment to that?
100%, mate. You've articulated it perfectly. I'm following it. And you know what? I'm grateful to hear somebody making sense on this issue finally, because it's been since October 7th watching some of the people that I did have a lot of respect for suddenly lose their minds as well. And for me, how that's happening is the bigger question.
Well, since we mentioned it earlier, let's play the clip. And you've got new ones coming out. Can't wait to see them. Of the head of the ADL, where you politely talk to him, and he's so arrogant, he doesn't know what the boy cried wolf story is. No, that's a classic globalist response. He won't treat you like a human. He won't even respond to you. Here it is.
How you doing, Jonathan?
Good.
Can I ask you something?
I'm meeting somebody. I'm sorry.
I'll walk with you. Are you like that, the boy who cried wolf?
Are you?
For so many years, you cried anti-Semitism, and you found hatred everywhere, and then finally, Avi Mini from Rebel News.
What's Rebel News?
Rebel News. It doesn't matter. But finally, now when the world has turned so anti-Semitic, no one believes us because of people like you and the work you've done over so many years, destroying our allies, making lists about our allies, people that actually defend us. You've been a big part of that problem, haven't you? Do you know the boy that cried wolf?
I'm not familiar with the story. Why don't you explain it to me?
Jonathan, it's not a joke, because the Jews around the world, we are feeling the pain, and you've alienated so many of our allies. What about Elon Musk? Somebody that's been so good? No, you got a message for Elon? Thank you, Jonathan. There you go. Nothing to say. Censorship in real life. I bet you I'm going to be on a list tomorrow. Jonathan Greenblatt is a man that has cried anti-Semitism for years. He has found hate. He has made it his job to find hate and anti-Semitism and Jew hatred where it hasn't been. Now, the problem with that is, fast forward to October 7, where many of us Jews are finally seeing real anti-Semitism, but so much of the world is numb to it and don't believe it because he's cried it for so many years. The Jonathan Greenblatts of the world, who label anyone with an opposing view as a racist and as anti-Semite, and now suddenly in our darkest days, we have no one left to support us. That is why we're here. WEFreports.com, bookmark and support our work.
So, I mean, that's really it. It's real simple. Big corporations, BlackRock, they just go hire a so-called Jewish organization to then demonize Elon Musk and Alex Jones and Donald Trump, who's like Trump's super friend of Israel. It's insane, but it's a powerful political attack. How do we counter that and then shift gears into other topics?
I think the truth comes out at the end, and I think if we keep speaking the truth, and people like you with it. You know, it's more important for people like you to speak out about it and to point to the truth than people like me, because people like me, it feels like maybe he's just a Jew. So it's a bit like the Greenblatts of this world. So I appreciate it, Alex. It's good on you for standing up for what's right, even in such a time where it's become so unpopular.
Well, Avi, it's clearly a globalist operation against us all. So I'm standing up for everybody. I mean, I care about Jews and everybody else, but I mean, when the whole establishment's behind something, I'm against it. I mean, that's not rocket science. And I'm watching this happen, and it's really concerning. You confront a lot of other people.
I'll come back on when we have the full thing, because I can promise you now, I think you'll enjoy that one a lot more than.
Give us a prelude, and I'll put it up front. We put this out on X. What he just flipped out?
So I caught him. So basically, the promenade here is about, I don't know, a kilometer. And maybe even more. And I caught him at the end of it, so right outside Black Rock, which is at the bottom end of the promenade. And I basically said to him, listen, you have a chance to finally apologize to the Jewish community. I didn't give you the chance yesterday. And he ignored me for about a minute. And then he snapped. And it became, it was on. And you know, he tried to defend himself and curse me out a little bit. And you'll get to see it. And I think it's very telling, the video coming up. But I promise once we release it, I'll send it to you and I'll come back on and we can discuss
it. Well, please do. You got a few days left of this. And I'm glad we covered this because, like you said, when the whole media supports Ukraine, I'm not even for Russia. I'm just like, what's going on? And the whole media is anti-Israel. And then everybody's like acting like they're anti-establishment, being anti-Israel. And plus, it's not going anywhere. Israel has nuclear weapons.
That's insane. Most insane part, everybody that's anti-establishment has just joined the establishment.
Because there's 2 million Muslims and the establishment wants to team up with them. They think that's the winning hand, which is not rocket science, folks. Mm. America has 300 and something million people. Well, the Muslims are 2 billion. Israel's only like, you know, 20 million people or whatever it is. It's very easy.
It's about 8 million. It's tiny. That's what people don't understand. You're talking about 8 million, not 20 million, 8 million.
I've been pro-Israel.
And 20%.
Yeah.
Sorry, what are you saying?
I'm guessing. I'm sure you know better numbers. When I said 20 million, I meant.
Israel's 8 million, and even of that, only 20% of that's not even Jewish. So you're looking at about 6 million in Israel.
Incredible. Well, what a dangerous moment in society. Other subjects, other topics. I mean, we've got.
Yeah.
You guys confronting the CNN anchor. That was good.
Yeah, that was great. No, I was going to say, we're going to be put on an ADL list again if we talk about the Jews for too much longer.
That's right. Avi, what about your talk with Richard Quest?
It was fun because you just watch him. He's certainly a character, and he tried to... He tried to argue that when we made the point, well, especially Ezra was on fire on this one, making the point that how can you be here as a critical, to report on the WEF, which is the point that we've been trying to make over the last few years. You've got all the corporate media here, but they're not here to hold them accountable or ask the tough questions or even the simple questions that the average person has around the world. They're here to be part of the event and they spend hundreds of thousands of dollars to be a part of it and they get, which gives them access and they don't want to lose that access. And we basically put that to him in the walk line and tried to get away and he couldn't get away. And I think he essentially admits to the fact that, he argues that they don't buy the access, they buy everything else, and the access comes to the donors, which I don't know if it's any different.
Well, the bottom line is, people say identify the ruling elite. BlackRock, State Street, and a few others control 88% of things. So this is who runs things. You're there actually confronting the ruling class. Here's a minion paying to be there, trying to act like he's, fair, but here's the scrum.
Absolutely, yeah.
Our computer is going to crash. It drives me crazy. Okay, can we play the clip, guys, of CNN anchor Richard Quest? Go ahead.
Pleasant it. 9:30 in the morning to be ambushed by 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I don't even deploy that many people when I'm going to interview a president.
You've got that.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special
DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you. Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
You know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I say basically, my fundamental view on wealth?
Yes.
A lot of what happens here is a waste of time. A lot of it is far too expensive. But there is real value in people coming together at the beginning of the year to see where they stand on controversial or political...
With no democratic oversight, no opposition party, and no independent journalists. It is a crypto-government. It's a lobbyist festival. It's unregistered lobbyists. You get away with things.
Right. You have now transgressed. You have followed me for the last however many minutes. I've made it clear I didn't particularly want to be interviewed. I've given you some answers. Now will you let me proceed?
Go ahead.
Be in your safe space. You're about to go past the gate. But why do you think we don't get access, but you do?
I really love the fact, really love it, that you will take whatever I say, in however I say it, and manage to turn it either...
We've learned from the master.
You're doing it now. And either turn it against me, or against CNN, or against anybody else that you deem to be unworthy of your approval. Well done, sir.
Go with the masters of the universe. Go with your people. Go to your people. Those are your people.
I look forward to seeing how you edit this.
It'll be raw, my friend. Uncut.
Excellent. In which case, you will fully understand, it's not particularly pleasant at 9:30 in the morning to be ambushed by 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I don't even deploy that many people when I'm going to interview a president.
You've got that many people in the makeup room alone.
There's many criminals here we would love to hold accountable. And I think CNN
VIP alert, VIP coming through, clear the way.
Supports it. CNN often is the one that props these criminals up. I wouldn't call them criminals.
I'm not going to call them a criminal. Listen, he's...
Not him. I'm saying who they prop up here.
He's a journalist, and so when he has questions to ask, you know it. He'll ask tough questions when he wants to, but he won't ask tough questions in there because you have to be part of the club. And if you stink up the joint, you won't be allowed back in. We know that because one of our colleagues was accredited last year. He was blackballed this year. And I think that I think we cut him to the quick. I think he was very thin-skinned, which is unusual for him, because I think we were getting a little too close to the truth.
So... Richard Quest at least talked to you. Usually they say nothing, but I know Ezra predicted you guys were running him in the next 24 hours. You guys did. Who else have you guys confronted that isn't out yet?
There is a massive list, and it's about it's 10 to 9, and my mind's gone blank. Well, who have we got on our list? Give me some names. We've got Human Rights Watch. We've got... I had a quick one with Carmela Harris's husband. That's about to come out, yeah? Nice, quick, juicy, fun one. Who else was it? There was that useless senator.
You've done a great job. Join us again tomorrow as more unfolds. We got a few minutes to break here. What else do you want to talk about witnessing the globalists? You know, they talk about wanting to gain trust back. I think the biggest thing is they know the world knows they're penetrating the cabinets, as Klaus Schwab said. They're trying to set up their world government. They seem to be on the defense at some level. What do you think?
Absolutely. They are on the defense, and that's why, a few years ago, you would have never heard. Most people didn't know what the WEF was, and now they're talking about regaining trust because they know they've lost that trust. I don't think it's going to work. I think people are finally waking up to this dangerous, dangerous organization.
Well, they've said, I played the clips yesterday, the head of the EU, all of them, the number one threat to this info is silencing us. All you're doing is asking questions. Why are they so scared?
Because they don't want people knowing the truth. That's it.
Well, I can't wait to see what else comes. We already played it yesterday, but you confronted John Kerry, Tedros, the head of the WHO, the Blackstone Group. I mean, you guys are knocking it out of the park.
Yeah, there is a lot more. The viewers, head to WEFreports.com. I think every hour, probably in the next few hours, we're going to have a new video up. So worth checking them out.
All right. Well, thank you for all the time. I didn't mean to spend too much time on the ADL. It's just that, yeah, it's so obvious what they're doing. A minute closing comment.
We had to get it off our chest, Alex. We had to get that off our chest. But I know I wasn't expecting to go on about that. But I'll make time and we'll spend some more time talking about the WEF in general over the next few days.
All right. Talk to you soon. Thanks for the time.
Thanks, mate.
All right, folks. We are back live here with our guests leaving us. We were just live then, but we're back live with just good old Alex Jones here. And, I mean, I got to tell you, it's so obvious the globals are behind Ukraine. It's so obvious they're behind the anti-Israel stuff. And it doesn't mean I support Israel and everything they're doing. I am sitting back and saying, what is the larger plan? Why is this, when you could never talk about this stuff in the past? I mean, I agree. If you criticize Israel in any way, you get censored before, and that was wrong. The Israel lobby's wrong, and I talk about that. But now it's super cool to attack Israel, and people think, oh, we're winning. We're going to get the head of the snake. That's not the head of the snake, folks. It's these big central banks that are taking over. It's the policies of cutting off the carbon, shutting down the farmers, shutting down the infrastructure, destroying the fertilizer. I mean, that's real. You talk about who owns it, who runs it, who's in control of it. This is all going down. And it's an extremely dangerous time to be alive. Now, I've got some other news I want to hit. I mentioned this earlier, but we don't normally have computer crashes with our systems, but we've had a lot of crashes today. For whatever reason, but guys, do we have the clip of Don Jr.? We have it. Okay, Don Jr. says Tucker Carlson is on the table to be Dad's VP. Okay, I love Don Jr., and I love his joke about making me the press secretary, and I think he's a great guy, and he's teasing a 2028 run. I love Don Jr. I think he's a great guy. But I've talked to Tucker, and everybody else has talked to Tucker. He is not running for Trump's VP. He doesn't want power. He wants to fish and hunt all day and do his shows, and he's not going to be Trump's VP. So it's hype to sit there and say he's on the table. Well, maybe he's on the table because Melania and Trump have asked him, and by the way, they have. And Tucker has said on air, and I've talked to him off air, and said, God would have to, because I read this in the news, I talked to Tucker, he said, God would have to appear before me and tell me to run as VP. So, it's not happening. We need to talk about who Trump's real VP will be, somebody he can trust. And so, this is just hype from Don Jr. Here it is.
Could you see your father running with Ron DeSantis? I asked him that question over the summer, and he didn't rule it out. Could you see Ron DeSantis?
It's hard. You know, people do that. Like, you know, I would do whatever I could to make sure it wasn't Nikki Haley. But, you know, like a Ron DeSantis, could I see? You're never going to rule out someone that is, you know, a leading contender. It doesn't mean that's who you go with. I could see other people. That would be great. I'd love to see, you know, a J.D. Vance. I'd love to see a Tucker Carlson. I'd love to see, you know, people who are just principally, you know, in alignment as well as, like, aggressive. You actually need a fighter. The Republicans in Washington, D.C. are weak. You can have the House, the Senate, and they'll still roll over.
John, is your dad serious about Tucker Carlson? Are those rumors serious?
I would imagine, you know, listen, that's clearly, it would be on the table, right? I mean, they're very friendly. I think they agree on virtually all of these things. They certainly agree on stopping the never-ending wars. And so, you know, I would love to see that happen. And, you know, that would certainly be a contender.
Ben Carson, those rumors legit?
Ben's great. I mean, what a great American, someone who was just steadfast and
loyal through
all of the insanity of the last year.
So the news headline is deceptive. I mean, oh, he's on the table. Yeah. It's fair to say they love Tucker. Not happening. Put the money in the bank. Guarantee it. Not happening. You heard it here first. All right. We got Drew Hernandez, who always knocks out of the park on the whole New World Order system, about to come up and host the fourth hour. And then the mighty Owen Schroyer, 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, will be hosting the War Room, the former political prisoner, Owen Schroyer. Before I end this transmission, we really need Sean Strickland as Trump's VP. I'm trolling a little bit, but I covered that last hour. We're going to put that out on X very, very soon. The left is going to go crazy, and it'll make Sean Strickland's comments get 10 more million views. So we're going to have some fun. But we need somebody with that no-compromise attitude and not always giving the left the authority, bowing down to them like they're the social bosses, they're the high priest, they have all the answers. No, you don't. But I want to ask listeners again, please take the clips from band.video and infowars.com/show and share them everywhere. And remember, just a few months ago, we were nowhere except infowars.com and having a great effect. So keep going to infowars.com and band.video. Keep sharing, taking clips out of the links. Don't just count on me to put them out. You keep putting them out. I'll repost them. You're having a great effect. So I want to thank you all. We're trying to promote a pro-human, pro-God, pro-family future. Please support us at InfoWarsStore.com. Books, films, affordable food, high-quality water filters, great T-shirts, all the best supplements, amazing products you need and support the broadcast. So make the decision now, the decision to support this operation, and go to InfoWarsStore.com right now. All right, hour number four with Drew Hernandez is straight ahead.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.